listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Do you have an HDTV? More to the point, how many HDTVs do you have in your home? Today's guest reports that there are approximately 151 million HDTVs in private homes and apartments, and too many of them sit blankly on the wall a lot of the time, or they broadcast that eerie blue color while we listen to music through them. Well, Susanna Gratz has other ideas about what we can do with the downtime of all those HDTVs, something designed to promote art and artists, bring beauty into our homes, and elevate us all culturally. We're talking today with Susanna Gratz about her venture, Art Muse TV. Welcome to Full Power Living. We're the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this broadcast, we invite you to chat with us on the Blog Talk radio page or the EmotionalPro.com radio page. You can also call us toll-free at 800-630-7858. Well, Susanna Gratz is a woman of many impressive talents. She's a former artist and art gallery manager, although I don't know if you're ever a former artist. She's an artist and an art gallery manager, and she now heads two ventures, Inspiring Promotions and Art Muse TV. With a list of New York Times best-selling personal development authors, speakers, and documentary filmmakers as clients, Susanna Gratz's PR firm, Inspiring Promotions, promotes intelligent work that informs and inspires us to ask the question, what am I doing for my own personal evolution, and what am I doing for the betterment of mankind? And Susanna Gratz is responsible for a lot of the really great guests that we've had for the last 2 years here on Full Power Living. Her latest venture, Art Muse Online Gallery, is a revolutionary, free art entertainment site designed for TV viewing and displaying an ever-growing number of professional artists' works. She has degrees in business management, graphic design, and fine arts, and lives in Marin County in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I just want to say Susanna lives about three houses from where I lived for 28 years in Marin County. And today, 35 years ago, in that home, I gave birth to my son. So happy birthday, Jonathan. Susanna, welcome to Full Power Living.
What a wonderful introduction, and I love the last part about your son. Happy birthday to him.
He's 35. I can't believe it. So, you know, you'll discover as we talk today that art is one of the areas that I have not spent a lot of time in my life, and so I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to learn and open to this area. But I understand from reading your materials that the world of art is really struggling these days, mm-hmm. the way it often does in economic downturn. And I wanted to start with, what are some of the issues facing the world of art, like 20% of the galleries closing? What's going on with art?
Yeah. You know, some areas of the economy are doing well, that is to say the 1%. And so the super high-end Gagosian-type galleries are still doing well. That top 1% is doing very, very well. However, the art for the masses, if you will, is not faring so well at all. 20% of U.S. galleries have closed since 2008, and things aren't looking better for the art world currently. And so we need to find new and innovative ways to really take art into the next level, you know, with technology. And so that's what I've been looking to create for the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when we have economic downturns, Susanna, we tend to focus on survival. If we go back to something like Maslow's hierarchy, needs, and we forget mm-hmm. about the finer things. And so I thought it would also be a good idea for us to talk a few minutes about what is the importance of art to the human experience? How mm-hmm. are artists a cultural resource for us?
Well, you know, if you look back historically, what art does for us is it tells us about where we were as a culture in any given time, in any given society. So, I studied art history, and only because I had a love for art, I didn't understand the richness and the context that art actually offers us historically and tells us where we are now and where we're going. So it really gives us that context, sort of like great literature would do.
Well, I love that. My sister, by the way, was a graduate of the Rhode Island School of Design. She studied sculpture there.
Great school.
Yeah, and interestingly, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but I think it may happen in lots of families, she was known as the artistic one, and that encouraged me to give up the art that was in me, because she was the art. She was the one who carried art for the family. But little children, when we're little, we all believe we're artists, don't we? Little kids don't hesitate to draw something, and it seems to me that it's part of our acculturation process that we begin to see art as separate from us, something that some people have a talent for, but others may not. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear your perspective, because I came from a different perspective where, I was an introvert as a child, and really found my solace in art. And so my mother didn't quite know what to do with me. She wanted me to go out and play with the other kids, but I just felt like I had to express myself somehow in a different way. And so I spent all my time with my sketch pad and my markers and my paint and that kind of thing. And what I really appreciated was my grandmother, who recognized that need to express myself and told my mother, you know, back off, let her do this. And it really made me feel special that, I was given this opportunity to really spend time, reflection and in creation. So, I think we all have a personal relationship with art. Unfortunately, not all of it is good. Some of it makes us feel like we don't fit in, or that we're not talented. We don't have the skill that it would take to be an artist. But we all have that experience one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it really shapes our adulthood too. If you consider that, if you grow up thinking that you have no place in the art world, you're not going to embrace it as an adult.
Exactly so. You know, I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, and several years back I accepted the job of setting up a hospitality suite for 1,500 professional speakers who were coming to San Francisco, and that included decorating the room. And I absolutely panicked, and I called my sister, and I said, please come and help me. This is all I've been able to come up with, And she gave me a few suggestions, and when I told her how grateful I was, she said, Eileen, I just helped you with what you already had in mind. You did a perfectly fine job,
Interesting.
And that was really wonderful for me. It built my confidence. I think it's true emotionally, once you divorce yourself from any area of life, then you feel like you're on shaky ground. Which is unfortunate. So,
sure. I was married to a man who was a great chef, and consequently, I developed feelings of inadequacy about my cooking ability. When in fact, I was a fine cook. It was just what I was comparing myself to was unrealistic.
Right. We certainly do ruin ourselves by trying to compare. I have a wonderful friend who told me once that no comparison is a true comparison, because a true comparison compares everything. And so it's really little point to compare, because there's no possibility that everything is the same as for me as it would be for you,
Right.
Well, so you actually, as a as an adult, and you worked as an artist. And I want to know what kind of art you did and where you did it. Tell us a little bit about your own art career.
Oh, sure, sure. You know, I grew up on the East Coast, and the winters are long there. And so in order to occupy my time, I developed an interest in art, a professional interest in art as a hobby. And so I would do commissions for, colleagues and such, colleagues in my business world. And, I had a really wonderful time with that, but it got to a point where it wasn't fulfilling enough for me to continue. And I didn't really have the skill. And so I kind of put it on the back burner, got on with my business career. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s and had, attained what I thought was important as far as, my business goals, my career goals, that I actually allowed myself the opportunity to go back to school to study art. And so at the young age of 30, I returned to school and at College of Marin. I'm sure you're familiar with that school. Mm-hmm. And took 2 years, and in addition to working in business part-time, I pursued my degree in studio art, and then parlayed that into an art history degree, which I'm glad I did it that way and not the other way, because, like we're talking, I could have been so easily kind of intimidated by the masters to ever create my own art. So I'm glad I did the studio before the art history, and it gave context to the art that I did create. But then I realized that never would be the artist that was shown at the great galleries, or even that I wanted to pursue that. And so I thought of, other ways. I thought of art therapy, as a matter of fact, and looked into that. But it really occurred to me that my greatest asset is my ability to kind of highlight the greatness of others. And so I got into art promotion and arts administration, and I've been really happy with that. And there's been two new developments since we last talked, Eileen, and that is that I sit on the board of Gallery Route 1 in Point Reyes, and also have just recently taken the position of manager of a brand new gallery that's just opening this month called the John Denning Studio in Sonoma. So very busy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really, for me, it's about highlighting promoting the great works of others, and really getting them the recognition that they deserve.
In a few weeks we're going to be looking at the Big Book of Reincarnation, and as you talk, I'm thinking to myself, I, in the worst way, wanted to be a veterinarian in my teens, and I do have a house full of animals and have my whole adult life, but I didn't become a veterinarian, and over time I've come to the conclusion that most likely I was very involved with animals in another lifetime, and I have abilities there, but it's not what I came to do this lifetime. And that explanation comes to me as you're talking. It's like, you may think that you didn't have the skill, but you did it another time, but this time you came to explore a different aspect of art, perhaps, like helping others.
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting concept. I've considered that myself, of, my love of art, but yet not on it. To pursue it myself professionally, but instead pursuing, the promotion of it. Because, as an artist, you can't do it all. You can't create the art and be your own, kind of promoter or sponsor. You really need other people. If you're familiar with Dale Carnegie's work, it's really, in order to be great, we have to rely on other people to help us to get there. And so you can't do it all. You really do need other people. So, for those artists who need additional promotion, additional support, you know, different ideas of ways to get their art out there. You know, that's really my, in Hawaii we would call it kuleana. That's my responsibility.
So. Ah, nice, nice. Well, up until we're talking now, I think most people believe that to really be involved with art, if you're not an artist, or to have art involved with us, that we have to trek to museums and do other things to get in the place where artists have their art. But that concept you've been changing with your Art Muse work now. Tell us how you relate to that idea of we have to go to where the artists are.
Yeah, you know, it's been almost 10 years now. I think it has been 10 years, in fact. I was working in a gallery in Beverly Hills, and one night a TV producer came in just as I was closing, and we struck up a really interesting conversation, and, you know, he wanted to pursue an idea of creating a 24/7 art TV show on cable. And so we went back and forth about different ideas, and I thought it was an interesting concept, but in order to do that, we would have to assume to know what viewers would want to watch at any given time, you know, and that's really not very likely. And so I put that on the back burner and sat on it for a couple of years, and then, you know, while I pursued my business. And then about 4 years ago, I realized that, you know, now that we have technology that allows us to have such sophisticated home entertainment, what we really needed to do was to create a matrix that allowed us to decide what we wanted to watch at any given time on our computer, and then stream it to our TVs. And so what I've created is not something like a TV program where we sit and we watch. This is really the background to our life. And so just like we turn on our stereo, we now can turn on our computer, hook it to our TV, and hook it to our TV and have an online presentation while we get on with our lives. So while we're making dinner, while we're helping the kids with homework, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. So what you're describing here then is what you call Art Muse. And tell us then what you've finally come up with and what Art Muse is. Give us more details on that, would you?
Sure, sure. So basically how you would use it, first let me give you the URL. It's www.artmuse.tv. There's no .com in there. And basically what you would do is you would go online and choose from certain criteria. I should back up and say, as soon as you hit the landing page, there's a video that will take you through how to use it. It's very easy. But basically, what you would do is you would go on to create a gallery, and if you've logged in with your Facebook account, there's no passwording required. And Facebook will actually allow you to be connected, so you can save your gallery preferences, save your settings, save your favorite works of art, that kind of thing. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to log in at all. So, and you can still use the service, and it is free. So once you go to the Browse Gallery button, that's going to allow you to choose between content, medium, geographic location. If you know the name of the artist, you can type in the name of the artist, and you can find the artist under the Featured Artist tab that actually shows you illustrations kind of in a video format. So once you decide what you want to watch, let's say you want to see black and white photography of Northern California, you hit those buttons. Takes about 30 seconds to set your gallery preferences. And again, if you've signed on with Facebook, you can save those settings, or you can simply activate your gallery. And you can also decide how long you want to see each image. So anywhere from 3 seconds to 10 minutes per image. And these are to be seen not only on your computer but on your TV, and we can talk about the technology for that in a minute. But what you do is you activate this gallery, and then this presentation will come up, and one image after another will display on either your TV or your computer monitor in full size. So let's see, if you wanted to get more information while you're viewing the presentation, there's an art label, sort of like you would see in a gallery or in a museum, on the bottom right-hand side of the image, and there's live links there, so you can actually click out of the presentation if you want to, using the artist name or the name of the piece, and those links will take you to the other pages on my site which relate to either the artist page with the bio and the headshot and thumbnails of all that artist's work, or to that particular image that shows in a three-quarter page and a little blurb about the image, and the ability for viewers to write comments. So it's actually, you know, kind of wrapped up in a social media component where you can actually, you know, write your feelings about the image, or you know, share it with your friends. You can Facebook like it. You can tweet about it, all right there on the page. But what I really want people to do is to not click out of the presentation, but once they take their mouse and they scroll over the this art label, it allows the viewer to simply save it in their artwork for later. So let's say, you know, you have friends over for dinner. What you can do is, if there's an image that you or one of your guests finds particularly appealing, you simply take your mouse and hit the Add to Art Cart button, and that will save in your own personal art gallery, so you can pull it up later, and you can continue on with the show.
And can you watch it for longer than 10 minutes then, once it's in your gallery? Can you view it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The reason I called it Art Muse, there's a kind of a double entendre there. Art Muse because I really want to inspire people, and we can talk about that in a minute, but also because I want people to be able to muse on a particular image, you know, because art is a real commitment, and so I want people to have the ability to really spend time with the image in their home and consider, you know, why they love it, why it appeals to them. Art is a very visceral experience, and so we can look at something at face value and say that's a pretty piece of art, or we can really spend time with it, and that's what I'm hoping to accomplish with Art Muse, by bringing art into people's homes, because, you know, so often we are in a gallery, or we're in an artist's open studio, or we're at an art fair, and we really don't have the private time that it takes to really be with a piece of art and really get the sense of what the artist is trying to convey and how it makes us feel.
Oh yes, I want to go into these things. We're actually up to our first break right now. We're talking with Susanna Gratz, who's a world-class publicist heading up inspiring promotions and a promoter of arts, artist, and beauty, heading artmuse.tv. She's with us today talking about her unique way of bringing culture and beauty into our homes while simultaneously supporting artists and their work. So we'll have more with Susanna Gratz when we return here on Full Power Living.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I have just a few announcements. Upcoming guests are listed at the top of our radio show page on EmotionalPro.com. And next week, we're exploring the world of either integral or integral parenting with Miriam Martineau. And we're looking at two vital questions. It really segues nicely off of the advertisement that you just heard about my work. The two questions are, can we raise children so that they don't have to get over their childhood? And is it possible to welcome children in this world, guide and accompany them in ways that fully support the unfolding and flourishing of their unique gifts and potential, while at the same time enabling them to become a part of and contribute meaningfully to the greater whole? These are pretty powerful questions. So all of our futures depend on the answers we get, so don't miss a single episode of Full Power Living. And you can talk with us right now, 800-630-7858. If you missed the live show, you can listen to the archives, and you can also subscribe on iTunes. We thank you for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. Today we're talking with Susanna Gratz. You can find her at inspiringpromotions.org and artmuse.tv. And Susanna, you mentioned a while ago your pull to highlight the gifts of others, and I want to talk about that with you. I had this sense that you may have known for a long time that you were good at highlighting the gifts of others, but it seems to me in all the work that you do, you are supporting other people in their efforts, and you do it quite well also. So talk to us a little bit about that part of you.
Well, you know, I was in the business world for a number of years, and like I said, I left my career track and went back to school at age 30, graduated from Mills College with my last degree, which was in art history, and really felt like I had done what I needed to do. I'd you know, acquired the degrees that I thought were important to me. I have, you know, like you said, a couple of degrees, and I had done what I needed to do in business for others, running other people's businesses. And it occurred to me that what really made me happy was to let people know about all the really great things that I had found, and you know, inspire others. And so I was invited to, or recruited to, I guess you could say, run a Buddhist retreat center on the Big Island. And so I did that for a number of years, and then came back with kind of a deeper sense of mission. And so this was after my career in business, after my return to school, and also after working in some art galleries. And so it occurred to me that what we really needed was, you know, at the approach of 2012 even, was really kind of a deeper look. I felt that people were kind of operating on a more superficial level than was really benefiting them or benefiting the whole. And so I created Inspiring Promotions back in 2007 when I returned from the Big Island, and was fortunate enough to meet a wonderful author named Marcy Shymoff, and worked for Marcy during the launch of her best-selling campaign for Happy for No Reason. And it was during this time that I really met people who inspired me, authors, neuroscientists, neuropsychologists, more Buddhist philosophers and teachers. And I really thought, you know, if enough people found out about these great individuals and their important work in really raising our vibration, that we would all benefit, you know, because we actually become those we associate with most. I don't know if you've heard, there's a statistic that says that we become 35% of our personality or something like that is attributed to those whom we interact with on a daily basis. So we really can't help but, bounce off of the people who we are with. And so therefore, you know, if more and more people kind of have a deeper consciousness, then certainly the whole will benefit. And so my mission statement with Inspiring Promotions, which is, you know, what feeds all my other businesses, is, you know, what are we doing for our own personal evolution, and what are we doing for the betterment of mankind? And so this can be reflected in authors' work and in artists' work, because so many of us, we're visual thinkers, and so certainly we can read the books and we can listen to, you know, our podcasts of very important, research and philosophy. But it's also, you know, those daily reminders when we walk past a piece of artwork that really puts us into contemplation. And not only contemplation, but gratitude for the beauty, or gratitude for the reminder of a particular part of ourselves that we don't always embrace. You know, whether it be our light side or our dark side, you know, it's all part of us. And so to really fully embrace who we are and what we're doing for ourselves, what we're doing for our communities, what we're doing for our personal and collective evolution.
Mm-hmm. You know, that brings up something. I'd like to tell you a little story. Several years ago, when I lived just down the street from where you are, I ran a woman's therapy group. And one of the women in the group told us one day that she's just not creative, and she hadn't been so as a child. But a few meetings later, she told us that when she was a child, she made up a game that she played with herself, and that was that she wouldn't allow herself to open her eyes in the morning until she could hear the weather. And I thought that was one of the most creative things I'd ever heard of. And so I began to look at, you know, the fact that this woman so flatly said, "I'm not creative," and yet it seemed like she was highly creative. And I came up with this notion that when we're children, we sort of look around and find out how safe we are. And if we don't think we're very safe, we hide our greatest talents, those areas where we have our most tender emotions, our greatest, deepest feelings. We hide them. Mm-hmm. And the way you can find out that they've been hidden is we make those flat statements like, "I'm not artistic," or "I'm not a good cook," or those kinds of things. And so as I was, you know, looking at the Art Muse site and so forth, I thought, I wonder what the effect of having art around through the Art Muse TV program or creation that you've made, what effect might it have in helping us wake up parts of ourselves that we've protected like this?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. You know, what happens in most homes, at least most homes that I've been in, is folks will come home from work. They're stressed after a long day. The kids are, you know, around, or, you know, even if they live alone, chances are pretty good that either the TV is on or they're about to turn that TV on. And walk around and have that be the backdrop to their evening. And so that can't help but contribute to the atmosphere. And typically it's chaotic, perhaps it's even violent. And because it's in the background, it's really kind of getting into our deeper psyche, in my opinion. And so instead of that, wouldn't it be wonderful to have artwork that you've selected? You know, it's really going to be a personal experience for you. And then turn on the music that you like. You know, it's a great accompaniment to Art Muse to either turn on Pandora, if those people are, or if your listeners are familiar with www.pandora.com, which I feel is like the sister site to my site, or turn on the stereo and really create something that's much more personal, much more empowering, and a lot less stressful. And, you know, really, art slows us down. It lowers our heart rate, you know, so we're not stressed out. We're calming down. We don't have this cacophony happening behind us. And, you know, I personally am not a big fan of the blue box on the TV with a bouncing, you know, radio from Sirius or whatever, which is what I've had to live with before Art Muse was available, is this box. And so what this does is it really allows us to personalize our entertainment in a way that empowers us and empowers our kids. And so, and there's specific, you know, for those viewers who would want, you know, some serious contemplation, there is actually a spirituality component to this where you can click on a spiritual button and see mandalas or depictions of, you know, Eastern philosophy and that kind of thing to make it more contemplative. So this is actually a really good device for spas and retreat centers and that kind of thing.
And let me just point out, you don't have to have all the technology in order to be able to see these beautiful things. I was, you know, you can look at them online through your computer just by going to artmuse.tv, and they are beautiful. Those are really wonderful. So on your site, you have the word beta up there, and I'm wondering, have you had it up long enough to get feedback from people, or do you have stories yet about people interacting with Art Muse?
Sure, yeah. You know, it's fully functioning in its current capacity. However, with the you know, advancement in technology that we're, you know, experiencing almost on a weekly basis, I'm still in negotiation, or still in development, I guess you would say, for the phone app. And so instead of having to connect your TV to your computer as you do now, folks will be able to simply manually connect their smartphone to their via a very simple cable to their TV and watch it that way. But that's not necessary. As you say, you can simply watch it in full screen mode on your computer monitor and really enjoy it that way too. But have I had feedback? Yeah, I have a really interesting story actually. I personally went to a local restaurant in Kentfield called Ambrosia. And for any of you who, you know, live in the Bay Area, I really highly recommend this restaurant. And the owner is a lover of art, and he has a large screen TV behind his bar. And he also brings in his computer every night, because right before he closes, he puts on a music video. And it's kind of his patron's way of knowing that, you know, he was getting ready to close. And, you know, most of the patrons there are regulars, and you know, everyone knows one another, and it's really a convivial atmosphere. So one evening I was there with a girlfriend, and I asked the owner if he would be interested in seeing Art Muse displayed, and he said he would. And so then we within 30 seconds we put up this display of Northern California art, and everyone came out of the kitchen. The wait staff came over to the bar area, and everyone at the bar, and everything stopped, you know. And for the rest of the night, this was the conversation. You know, everyone wanted to know, who's that artist? Who's this artist? And it was a really fun opportunity for me to get feedback. And that was about 3 months ago. And so any corrections that needed to be made were really made after that one night of live demonstration. So it was a really fun night for me.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was really great. And I'd really like to talk about the benefit for the artist. You know, these artists
let me hold you up there, because that is a question I want to cover. But we're up to our second break, so could you save that for after the break?
Sure.
The benefits
thing.
To the artist. Okay. We're talking today with Susanna Gratz, whose unique idea for bringing great art into your home to appear on your normally silent HDTV. Simultaneously supports artists and culture. You can find her at artmuse.tv on the web, and she'll be telling us some of the benefits that artists get from being involved with Art Muse. You're listening to Full Power Living.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Do you know that emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years? Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, four things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives, as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to RaiseIncredibleKids.com for your free Emotional Mastery Teleseminar. ArtMuse.tv, which is a movement and a technology to bring art as close to us as the radio brought music. Susanna Gratz is the founder of Art Muse, and she's talking with us today about what I would call a unique form of recycling, using our silent HDTVs as display boards for great art. So, Susanna, before the break, you were going to tell us some of the benefits for artists, and I think it's really exciting how what you created here brings benefit to the culture, brings benefit to us individually in our homes, and also brings benefit to artists. So I do want you to tell us, what are the benefits that artists get?
Great. Well, as we all know, you know, it's difficult for artists to display their own work. And so what I've done is create the technology that allows artists to not depends so heavily on the open studios or the gallery sales or, you know, making the rounds at these art festivals. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money going out the door. And they really, there's no way to budget this, these kinds of endeavors because it's so kind of hit or miss, with the expenses and, you know, all of the work that's put into it. And really, artists should do what they do best, which is create art. They're not salespeople. And I'm not saying that galleries are not important. They are absolutely important. And I myself work in a gallery and sit on the board of another gallery. I don't say that, you know, the days of galleries are over. In fact, what I really want to do is to create a familiarity for people to go into galleries, to feel like they know enough about what they like because it's in their lives, and the only way to get it into their lives is to get it into their home entertainment so they really feel confident. And so the benefit to the artist is that they don't have to kind of schlep their artwork to another art fair or depend so heavily on gallery sales. You know, most artists now have their own professional websites. And so what my site will do is I'm not a salesperson on ArtMuse. I want the artist to have that direct link. So there are direct links from my site to the artist's site so they can purchase there. Mine is more of kind of a social site. You know, share the images with your friends, learn about new artists, you know, and it allows viewers to not have to click on these tiny little buttons that we have in most, you know, most websites today. So it's you know, being able to know their budget, it's not having to schlep their artwork or open up their studios or their homes once or twice a year. And it also allows a particular type of exposure that they wouldn't normally get. You know, it's really hard for an artist to print their postcards or go to the shows and wait for people to contact them. This way, they know exactly what their budget is. I do all of the promotion. I put the site with their work on online other online sites. I do all sorts of media, radio media, online banner media, that kind of thing, putting advertising up where they would normally not be able to afford it because it's a collective. You know, we can do that together. It's also a social media site, like I mentioned. There's no commission. Artists are able to keep all of their commission on their own work.
Wow.
I also coordinate with the galleries for artists who want to sell through the gallery still.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the exposure and that the artist would not get normally. And this exposure can help them get into the gallery, can help them get into the museum that they want, or into the private collection of a patron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really ingenious. It really is. As I said, my sister graduated from the Rhode Island School of Design. I think I was telling you that before the program, and then became a dancer. And I'm so aware, she used to say that the United States doesn't support artists. And to be an artist, she needed to take a vow of poverty. And that seemed very sad. And so you're opening a very unique and important thing for artists who don't have to both create and sell and market. I mean, I run into that some with my business, and it's very difficult to be the creator and the marketer all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I really...
Absolutely.
So... I have another personal story here. Like I told you, I didn't believe that I was artistic. And then a number of years ago, I realized that the major men, the men that had been in my life as husband, boyfriend, whatever, by and large, were artists. And here I was hanging out with artists, though I wasn't artistic. And one of my friends, who was himself a commercial artist, but also did he painted in oils, he took me to Europe one time, and we're
in the gallery looking at things, and I'm feeling busy, feeling very inadequate because I know nothing about art history. I don't, you know, know just minimal amounts, and I would ask him his opinion. Well, what do you think of this painting? Well, what do you know about this artist? And that was the way I was educating myself. But also I was covering, and he caught me in my sort of self-criticism, and he said, do you like it or do you not like it? And I said, well, I like it, but I can't tell you why. And he said to me, you don't have to. Looking at art is about what it does to you inside, which you usually know by whether you enjoy it or not. And that was so freeing for me. That won't the Art Muse offering that you're doing, won't that allow us to open up to just knowing if I like something or I don't like it in art?
Yeah, you know, I'm really glad you brought that up, Eileen. What happens is we go into these art galleries and, you know, we know that there's a salesperson around the corner who's kind of keeping an eye on us, or, you know, we feel intimidated, you know, are we going to say the wrong thing? It's, you know, every time we walk into an art museum, it's like going on a first date, you know.
Yeah.
Are we qualified to have an opinion? Uh-huh. And that's because it's not part of our day-to-day life. You know, if you think back to radio and how important radio I know is in my life, you know, I wouldn't know what I liked unless I had the radio, you know. And so it doesn't lessen the quality of the music that we don't see it live. It really doesn't. What it does is it gives us the familiarity that we need in order to have the opinion, I like this. Okay, and that's where the conversation starts. I like it. And next time you see it, you say, oh, well, I think I like it because, you know, it makes me feel this, or I think I like it because of that. And so every time we visit with a piece of art or in an art gallery, we think, oh, you know, this reminds me of this, or it makes me consider that, or, you know, I bet nobody else has thought about this that I'm thinking about by looking at this. And so that's how we build our acumen for what we like, and that's really all that matters. You know, I studied art history, and because I was so intimidated every time I went into a museum or a gallery, and I really wanted to overcome that because I had such a strong appreciation for art. And by going to these art galleries and by, you know, going to these museums, I was able to actually sit with, you know, some pretty unusual pieces of art and think, you know, I don't just like it because it's a pretty boat on the water and I like boats on the water. I like this because, you know, it's evoking something deeper in me, and I wouldn't know that unless I had the ability to really spend time with it or go back to it. And have a personal relationship without someone looking over my shoulder or making me qualify my opinion. It's so important to feel comfortable with something, especially something out of the ordinary. And artists are really trying to evoke something. They're not just making pretty pictures for us to hang on the wall. They're, you know, most artists are creating pieces of themselves every time they put the paint on the canvas or, you know, create the wax armature for a bronze sculpture. I found for myself as an artist, my most successful art is not art that I have to qualify thinking, is this going to sell?
Mm-hmm.
Are people going to like this? You know, that's the artwork that ends up in the trash can. Is this really expressing, you know, what kept me up all night, you know, dining in my head? You know, is this really how I'm feeling about something? And that's the importance of art. It's not just to create a pretty picture. It's really going to evoke the emotion of the artist and of the viewer.
Mm-hmm. We have a comment on the chat. She says, I really love the cutting-edge creativity of all that Susanna is sharing, and I'm also enjoying the cadence and sound of her voice. So I thought you'd like to know that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Well, when I look at Art Muse, then it seems like a system or a technology like Art Muse has the potential of keeping us out of self-criticism and judgment about our artistic selves. We can just, without anybody over our shoulder, like you say, just enjoy the art. And it occurred to me as I was thinking about that it would allow us to become like little kids again and assume that we all know and appreciate art, and that in so doing, it's going to open our hearts. It's going to help us keep our hearts open. Do you have any comment on that?
Oh, I love to hear that. You know, so many of us are closed off. And, you know, looking at art and listening to music, there's certain things that this does for us, our physiology. It soothes our soul. It lowers our heart rate. It improves our memory and our concentration. And some even argue that it can raise our IQ. Well, I know that it certainly makes us more contemplative. And anything that kind of brings us back into ourself and into the present moment has to really be beneficial. And, you know, being in the present moment is the only way we can open our hearts. And so for that, I would wholeheartedly agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. I just really thought of that. It seems to me that the major healings I've had in my life actually sort of take me back to the point where I left off being able to be my authentic self, and that's usually in my childhood. And that's mm-hmm. what this seems like to me. Well, Susanna, yeah. It's just been a great pleasure. Do you have any final words you want to say? Because we need to wind this down.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, for those Bay Area locals, I'd love to just talk about a couple of upcoming events. Would that be okay?
Uh-huh.
Great. Okay. Well, the Point Reyes Art Walk and Art Appreciation is coming up next Friday. So for those of you who have never gone out to Point Reyes on a Friday evening from 5 to 7 to walk around and get a little West Marin culture, I invite you to do that. We'll have music and beverages and a lot of fun. And then also here
Wait,
in Sonoma, the open...
Is that the 20th or the 27th?
That's the 27th of July.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. And then in addition to that, we are now opening up the John Denning Studio in Sonoma at the Cornerstone Marketplace on 121. It's the sister gallery to the current beautiful gallery, which is where I'm making this call from. And that's the New Leaf Gallery sculpture site. And we've got beautiful sculpture gardens here. And, of course, who doesn't love a weekend in Sonoma? And so the John Denning Studio is opening this week, and the grand opening will be August 18th. From 1 to 5 in the afternoon. So I welcome everyone to come up and look at the fabulous artwork that we have here, and specifically the artwork of John Denning, who I personally feel is going to be our next big artist at the tender age of 79.
Oh, my gosh, how wonderful. Well, mm-hmm. all of us, as we get older, we become better, you know. It's great. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that, Suzanne. It's really just delightful to have you as a guest and to find out all that you're doing. You're so very good at inspiring promotions. I can't imagine you don't bring the same excellence to every aspect. And I certainly really like the artmuse.tv site also.
Thank you.
I would say that I think you're a great example about how living our own dreams and telling our own story opens the hearts and stories of others. And so thank you for that. Inspiringpromotions.org and artmuse.tv. Those are your two sites, and I want to thank you for being you and for being on Full Power Living today and all the ways that you've been supportive of me and Full Power Living as well.
It's been so much fun and such an honor to be with you, Eileen. Thank you.
All right. So join us live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, that's noon Eastern time, for more powerful experiences on Full Power Living. And in the meantime, we want to invite you to listen to some of our archives at emotionalpro.com and leave your name and email address for me so I can advise you of upcoming guests and special events, like the upcoming Emotional Intelligence Telesummit in which I'm participating in September. Kim Knight of the Art of Health in New Zealand is bringing together top people in the field of emotional literacy and emotional intelligence to help us fill out the vital and important emotional side of our lives. And you may or may not be aware that I'm a pioneer in the area of emotional intelligence, having had some of my first books published in 1994. So I'll be presenting, and I'm offering also a prize of a 3-hour individual or family coaching for one lucky winner, as well as other special gifts that you can get. Paul Johnston, Fresh Talk Media, our wonderful producer and fantastic support person. Thank you, Paul, for your service. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, our host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.